guys. Oh, yeah. And the
woo. Hi. Over
there. Hello, and welcome to Four Credits Podcast.
Four Credits Podcast, where we hunch over like this.
Only because I'm getting everything set up. This is August 12th, 2013 edition.
2013 edition? This is the 2013 edition?
August 12th, 2013 edition.
August. Okay. All right. Let's go with that. I don't know what we're referring to them as that.
It is August 12th, 2013, and this is our podcast.
This is the Four Credits Podcast. It's a podcast about video games.
I was about to go into that.
And sometimes about Apple Ale, which is what
sometimes about there. Red's Apple Ale.
Red's Apple Ale.
So crisp, it's like biting into an apple.
Ah.
We don't advertise or endorse them in okay. any way, shape, or form.
It's all right.
But it tastes like apple cider, so we drink it.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather have just some straight-up Martinelli's but spiked with something.
Well, I think that this is what you would be tasting.
I think that would taste better than this, is what I'm saying.
Well, what exactly would you spike it with? I don't even know what this is spiked with.
I don't think it's spiked with anything. It's just a malt beverage that they made with...
With what?
Cider. It says,
but like, is
all
it
all while?
I know it's an ale, so
ale,
so
with...
beer, so it's beer of some sort.
It's a that's what I mean by malt beverage.
Oh,
ale with natural apple flavor and caramel color.
Yes,
got it.
He needs more time to give to supply more beverages. My humor emitting array needs recharging.
So that's a perfect
I've been playing a lot of
segue.
Fallout 3. Yeah.
So yeah, you bought a copy of Fallout 3 for
the Game
your,
of the Year edition.
For your personal computer.
That's correct,
You've
I did. And
that.
I am running it at top speed, top quality. It is brilliant. I love it.
Top notch.
Top notch performance
top
for Fallout 3. Yes. Thanks to my
Game
1300 investment. Hey. In my opinion, it still stands par with games coming out today.
Pretty good, yeah.
It is a very well-made game.
Pretty good.
Now, something that people should know, and if you bought Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, you probably know this by now, is that it actually glitches out on you like every 10 minutes, and so you would have to reload the game. You actually have to go into the game's coding and change some of the coding in order to make it work.
Oh man, that sucks.
Well, I did it. It wasn't too difficult.
So it's fallouting you, in other words?
It was fallouting me until I fixed it. Fallout?
For those listeners that don't know what we're talking about, it's because that's kind of code that we developed back when we played Fallout 3.
That's sort of code that developed across the entire gaming universe.
Basically,
whenever a game fallouts you...
is basically when you get stuck in some of the... level or the stuff in the game.
Like, actually,
like, say,
you move somewhere
rocks,
and you cannot move.
You cannot
and
get
so
out.
You have to go to your last save file or blow yourself up.
Just reload the game or
and,
die.
In which doing so, you would then reload your last save file.
Yeah.
So, you're screwed either way. And that happened a lot in Fallout 3. I have yet to come across that in the PC version.
And then if you accidentally save while you're in there...
Oh, God, that's the worst.
And you delete all your saves like I used to
do,
which
you
I
did?
No longer do because I learned my lesson.
No, never do that.
I used to do that.
Always have a couple backup
save
files.
Now I do that, yes, but back
then...
Well,
I actually... I have my save files from the past because that way I can go back after I'm done with my actual playthrough and get the neutral level 8, 14, and 20, and then negative level 8, 14, and 20 achievos. Because you can get double achievements for this game. If you played it on Xbox 360, you can play it on PC and get over 2,000 achievements, because I think it's like 1,750 total after the DLC.
Something like that.
It's a big game.
Yeah.
And I got all that for $3.99.
$3.99. That's $4. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So besides Fallout, what else have you been playing? You got a copy of Pikmin 3.
I do. I was able to get my hands on a copy of Pikmin 3 without purchasing it, by the way.
How's the Pikmins?
Well, I actually want to give it a little formal review later.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. Did you play a lot of Pikmin 1 and 2?
I did play Pikmin 1.
Okay.
Pikmin 2, I did not. Although, I did hear many things about it, And it's interesting jumping from 1 to 3 without the middle ground of how they changed everything and added multiplayer and stuff.
They changed some things in 2.
And that's okay with me because that's... I'm sort of seeing... 3 is my 2, if you understand that.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm jumping the gap, but, you know, I'm getting all the new features, so...
Jumping the gap.
You know it.
Like you're a motocross... something.
Lacrosse?
Motocross.
Oh, I thought you said lacrosse. I'm like...
I don't think lacrosse people jump.
Well, you do.
Too much.
No, you jump, I mean, like, over people.
Yeah, but...
When someone tries to punch you, you duck.
People try to punch you in lacrosse?
Have you played lacrosse? It's a brutal sport.
I have not played lacrosse.
Oh, dude, it's violent.
Is it yes. like rugby?
Yes, but you have sticks.
Rugby with sticks.
Rugby with sticks.
Is that what we're calling lacrosse now?
Yes, yes. Rugby with sticks. Rugby with that sticks. Is the new national name for it in America.
Not to be confused with hand egg, which is football. Hand egg.
Well, calling it football never made any sense, seeing as only the kicker
yeah.
uses his foot.
Put it on the ball, yeah.
See, soccer, or... football everywhere else in the world makes sense because all you do football. Is make contact with your foot to said ball.
Yeah. Football.
Americans are stupid sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, you know, we park in our driveways and we drive on our parkways.
This is accurate.
The English language.
Well, what a country. What else did you play?
I played Game & Wario. The new Wii U game.
You're just on a Wii U trip this week.
I have been playing quite a bit on the Wii U, which is good. It's finally getting a little more usage. For a couple months there, it just sat there and collected dust.
So Game & Wario, you were telling me a bit before the cast about this, but so it's mini games, and there's single player stuff that you can do, and there's also some multiplayer party games.
There are.
And you said there are some really good ones, and there's some crap.
That is true, but also there are some multiplayer games within the single player mode. Which doesn't make any sense why they would do that, but.
Like they were designed for the single player mode, but if you want to, you can add a person.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And some of them are good, some of them are bad. The multiplayer I played quite a bit of. One of them is Pictionary, and it works very well, and it's great as a party game. I could see actually taking that to a party, people getting drunk and then trying to draw shit. Because you don't have to erase it on a whiteboard, you don't have to... whatever. It's very easy, just do it on the pad, it appears on the screen... It wipes away immediately, you get to the next one.
Did you check out, I forgot to ask you this earlier, but did you check out the mode, I don't know if you have to unlock it, or whether it's available from the start, that's the Miiverse thing, where it's, you can suggest, people can suggest things for people to draw on the Miiverse, and then that funnels into the game, and you draw stuff that people have recommended, and then those pictures go to the Miiverse for people to like, or I think
is
the Nintendo language for
did
it.
Did not know of this.
Maybe we'll do that afterwards. But
okay, we'll check that out.
I was watching a video where people were having a lot of fun with that because you can look at what other people did too and do your own drawings, and so you can see like really really good ones and really really terrible ones.
Mine would be on the back end of that, but. You know, like I said, Pictionary is a multiplayer game in it. There's also another one, which is a very interesting game of... There's... How do I describe it? You have the gamepad, and you control a character that moves around taking objects while in a crowd of people. You're just, like, snatching stuff. You're a thief. And the other players, the other people in the room, without looking at the gamepad, have to watch the screen and try to figure out which one you are. It's a... pretty confusing, but it's amusing. I like it. It's confusing, amusing, you know, whatever.
Amusing, amusing.
Yes.
It's your new glam rock album.
Yes. What's glam rock?
Like David Bowie.
Oh, circa, like, so queer. Got it. Okay.
A lot of glitter, a lot of weird hair, a lot of tight body suits.
A lot of...
You know,
yeah.
Think David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust era. That's glam rock.
A lot of guy liner?
Yeah, a lot of guy liner. You're right. The beginning of guy liner, probably.
So this doesn't include Kiss?
Kiss was sort of an offshoot, actually, because they were kind of more of a hard rock, at least the music was, but they were kind of more glam when it came to the stuff they would do on stage.
Correct.
So, yes and no. But around the same time.
But...
Welcome to our podcast about video games.
We just... jump back to the little mini game I was telling you. Anyways, at the end of it all, they have to try to figure out which one you are. It's interesting. It's fun. You can play it a couple times and be done with it. Yeah. You know, it's something to check out. Then there's another game mode, which
sounds like
is...
that sums up Game & Wario, actually.
Well, something you can play a bit, then just toss me like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple other games that you can sort of get addicted to in the single-player mode. Like, one of them has you draw measurements without a ruler. What? Like, it'll say, draw a triangle with 2-inch sides. Okay. And so you have to draw a triangle. Then it'll show you how close or far off you were. And depending on, you know, you get points or whatever. And they go towards getting a gold medal, you know, whatever. Yeah, not really anything that's important. Sure. And, well, hey, Mike, welcome.
Finally.
Yes. No. There's you know, you do little stuff like that. Yeah, there's one of them that's, which one should I go with? There's one that's like a downhill skiing thing and pretty basic, not very exciting.
I saw the some sort of, what was it? I don't remember what I was going to say.
There is one.
I saw some of the games.
There is one that is similar to Game & Wario, where you are... It's similar to WarioWare. It is Game & Wario.
It's not similar to Game & Wario.
It's similar to WarioWare. It's a mini game where you play as 9-volt.
Right.
And
yeah, this is one
you are inside of your... bed, you're like, it's time to go to bed, and your mom doesn't want you playing video games, but of course, like every child, what do you do as soon as she leaves the room?
Of course,
you pull out the video game and play it. Well, the whole thing is, you play mini games on your TV, or on the little gamepad, and then on the TV, it shows you playing the game, and it shows your entire room, and like, your mom can appear from other places, and there'll be like, horror music or something coming up as she's getting closer, and you have to quickly... push pause on the game and duck under the covers, because we've all done that.
Yeah.
This game was totally my childhood with the Sega Game Gear.
Yeah.
Completely.
For me, it was definitely Game Boy Advance. It was just very... just kind of just...
See, mine's a little more dated. Yeah. I said Game Gear.
I know. I don't know why you had a Game Gear.
I have multiple. In fact, I even used to take my Game Gear to, like, summer school in, like, probably 11th grade.
And bring, like, 8 AA batteries with you.
6.
Because, well, I'm saying, like...
No, that's actually extra. How many it took.
No, I know
six.
It took 6. It was, like, a couple extra, you know.
That wouldn't do you any good.
I guess not.
No, you would need, like, 12 and to have a couple extra.
Oh, God.
But
just go to Costco and just get the just thing in AA.
Hey, go to Costco. Go to Costco. Where's your AA batteries? I need all of these. Just, why? Because I play Game Gear.
Just a barrel of them. Just peel out Costco with a barrel full of double A's. That's what I do.
I miss the old days.
I don't miss AA batteries powering my handhelds. I'm so glad those are all charged now.
Interesting little trick I found out. You don't need double A's in order to play that. If you have triple A's, you can put them in and put foil in between the end of it and the other thing, and it does it. Because all you have to do is have something to complete the circuit between the battery.
Jeez.
I know! Why did I never think of that as a kid? I found this out on YouTube the other day and was like, you can do that? So many times, I needed a big battery for something, or a double A or a D or something, and all I had was triple A. And I was like, crap! We gotta go to the store and buy this. I didn't need them!
Guess not.
Who'd have thought?
I guess.
Yeah.
Not us. But.
Anyways, Game & Wario.
Yeah.
That's
a game.
Okay, it's a decent game. It's not terrible.
It's just not really consistent, is what it sounds like.
It's...
seems like they just threw a bunch of stuff that they thought
it feels would work. Like, it feels like a phone game.
Yeah.
Where it's something you'll pick up for 20 minutes, if that, and then put down because you have something else to do with your day.
Yeah.
That being said, it shouldn't be on a console.
Because
console is more of something that you get on to play for a bit.
I heard something actually really interesting the other day.
What?
That actually had to do with kind of somewhat having to do with this problem, but also speaks to the Wii U's issues as a whole. But I guess one of the guys at Kotaku took a picture of himself and posted like to Twitter or something in an airport playing the Wii U. Because what he did was he just would take the whole Wii U with him, plug it into an outlet, and just play a game on the
on
gamepad. And he was doing this while he was reviewing Pikmin 3 for Kotaku. And it's just so interesting to me because, yeah, it's like, that's really telling of the weird no man's land that the Wii U is almost in, where
it's portable,
but it's also a console. And so it's like, yeah, it's straddling that line to the point where what really is the Wii U anymore? And what?
With the Wiimotes, you can put their batteries in their
old... Duh.
It's a battery. I'm confused. What are you talking about, Mike? Wow. Are you saying that the rechargeable Wii remote batteries...
Oh, rechargeable ones?
Are you saying that that is the same exact size as
an
old
sense.
Game Boy Advanced?
That probably makes sense.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Because I don't know what he's smoking. Because otherwise...
AA's are backwards compatible, didn't you know?
What?
Yeah,
you're
telling
me I don't have to buy batteries from the 1995 in order to play my Game Gear? I can go buy some now?
It's true.
Whoa.
I had some batteries that I found the other day that expired
don't use
in
them.
2004.
Don't use them.
Of course I didn't use them. I just thought it was funny that they expired in 2004. Yeah. I was like, man, these batteries are old.
Yeah, Mike, if that's what you were...
Yes, the rechargeable. Okay.
I did not know it was the same size.
That makes sense,
that's interesting.
Though.
Okay.
I think a lot of those are probably interchangeable.
Well, no, not really. If you look at the different sizes of the backings...
Yeah, but some of them are similar enough. Especially Nintendo, they probably make their deals from the same mold that they always have.
Better question. How did you figure this out? Why were you in a scenario where you have a Wii... And you decided you needed to play your Game Boy Advanced.
Also,
and you didn't have batteries and decided...
Also, where'd you find a Game Boy Advanced? Because I only know about the Game Boy Advance.
Wow, okay, he's...
You get it from a Chinese store.
He got it from Chinatown, okay?
Chinatown.
It's 20 bucks.
Picked up this Game Boy Advanced.
We get it.
Just like my Game Boy... Like, just like this Game Boy colored... Sorry. It's DSS.
It's I'm going to hit you with my Game Boy 3D DS. Okay?
Yes. Like, okay? Is that like Piranha 3DD?
Yes. It's Piranha Double D in 3D or
yes.
something. I don't even
no,
know.
No, that's what it was. It was Piranha 3DD.
I thought it had double D in
well,
the title.
You could pronounce it 3DD if you
I think
to.
That's how it was pronounced, because the whole point was it was a representation of boobs.
Regardless, it's dumb.
Of course it is! It's Piranha! It's like watching Sharknado and being like, this is a nominated film. Yes,
Sharknado 2 is coming out.
I know. I heard. And that blonde chick or whatever is going to be in it as well. You know,
Tara Reid.
Oh, God.
Yes, I also watched last week's soup.
Yes. Okay, anyways, moving on. Sorry about
what
that.
What else did you play?
I've been playing Gears of War Judgment. Okay. I played a little Injustice,
boring.
A little Mortal Kombat.
Oh, not boring.
Really?
You played a good
Injustice
fighting
is a good fighting
I
game.
I thought it was all right. Oh. I didn't like it as much as Mortal Kombat. Neither did you.
That's not true.
To remind you.
No.
I remember when we played Injustice together, you just kept ragging on it the whole time.
No.
True.
No.
Yeah.
I ragged on the difficulty of blocking, but then that being said, I never blocked in Mortal Kombat, so.
I blocked all the dang time in Mortal Kombat. I like Mortal Kombat better than Injustice. I feel like Injustice is weirder.
The maps are so cool.
The maps are cool. You're right. And the interactive stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
But, that said, I like the character balance better in Mortal Kombat. I feel like the character powers in Injustice are weirdly inconsistent.
Okay, good enough. Fair enough.
Like thinking Green Arrow.
No.
Just want to kill Green Arrow.
No, that's not it. You didn't like when I played as a...
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke's
terrible.
I love Deathstroke. By the way, for GameStop Expo, Shane and I got our invitations in our email for our VIPs.
Right.
We were allowed to choose what tournament we wanted to enter into.
What are you guys doing?
Well, it was between, and I'm not exactly sure. By the way, I don't know if we're entered into either of them because it said seats are limited. There was like a bunch of different options. One of them was Halo 4 slash Gears of War 3.
Ah, there's your game right there.
Slash Gears of War 3. So I don't know which one they're doing or I don't know.
At the same time.
I signed up because you were able to sign up for one and a backup. I did that, and then Injustice was on there, so I chose Injustice. Okay. So if they tell me soon that I'm in for Injustice,
get some practice in.
I will get a lot of practice in before then.
With everyone will play as Deathstroke.
Shut up. I hope they don't, because that's my thing.
Do you know whether I'll be able to watch this tournament? Since I can't
actually
participate.
Yes, I think you will.
I think I will.
I believe it will be when the doors open for you guys.
Mm. Oh, just a refresher. Where are we staying again?
We're staying at
exactly
Excalibur.
Material. Okay, we are.
Excalibur!
I was pretty sure I was playing we were staying at the Excalibur, but I wanted to double check.
I didn't think I would get enough gold coins to stay at someplace higher.
Yeah.
Turns out I did.
So.
I am now at 37,000 again.
So are we gonna change? Or
no, we already have the reservations and everything set.
Right.
But.
You could, in theory, cancel. Might be
well,
a fee.
No, because that would mean I would have to try to get my points back on the game and then use that combined.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I have enough for a second
Excalibur
trip when we decide to go.
So we're leaving on that Tuesday?
Yes. Tuesday morning.
I got the right days off then.
Yes, we're leaving Tuesday morning. It's on Wednesday, and then we're leaving Thursday morning.
Oh, I only got Tuesday and Wednesday off.
You were staying overnight on Wednesday.
I did not know that. I assumed
we
were going
you
home after
better
the
get...
Expo.
No, because we're going to be there so late. We figure we're going to be so tired. We're just going to pass out at the...
In that case, when I get my schedule for that week, I'll try to get it covered.
Well,
it's already
late
for me to ask that off. So.
Well, ask anyways.
We'll ask anyways.
Just be like, hey, I didn't realize that we were staying over. Well, if she's going to schedule you on Thursday, ask her to schedule a night shift.
Night shift, a late
one.
If so, I can just trade with somebody. But yeah, anyways. But yeah, I got those days off, and I got the weekend before.
Well, who knows? Maybe you'll get your job at Starbucks, and it won't even matter.
Do it all over again. To get those days off again. That'd be stupid.
Well... I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Right.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I got those days off, and then 2 days before that for the weekend, because I'm doing that music festival in L.A. So it's just like...
Music festival in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm going to a music festival in L.A. that weekend before.
Yes. What are you going to?
It's called FYF Fest. It's a bunch of bands I like.
Okay.
Yeah. It was someone's birthday present, and I bought a ticket for me and them to go.
Oh, for Brielle.
Yes.
Why do you have to, like...
Because they don't care. That's why. This is a podcast we're recording right now.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Sorry, we are,
I just wanted to get the Vegas stuff cleaned up, but... It's been on my mind.
Yeah,
sure
we could have talked about this before. After.
Yeah.
So, video games...
Shane's driving, right?
Huh?
Shane's driving, right?
I believe so, because your car is misfiring.
It's better now.
My car doesn't fit us unless we throw you in the trunk. So
we filled it up with some oil. It seems to be working. In fact, I just hit 109,000, so I'm going to take it back in the shop and see what's happened since.
I think we'll probably just take Shane's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So...
Anyways, games.
What have you been doing?
Oh, okay, you're done?
Well, besides playing Pokemon Black.
stuff you've been playing.
Very interesting. Whatever. After you beat the Elite Four, the game becomes insanely difficult. You travel anywhere, and the enemy's levels are at 65.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's way bad.
Dude, okay, the Elite Four is level 50.
Uh-huh.
So, I actually beat them with level 44 through 48.
Sounds about right.
They weren't even...
Sounds pretty Pokemon.
Well, it was really difficult, mind you.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But I did that. And then after that, oh, God, there's like four different battles you have to do like right in a row. And I mean the Elite Four as in an entire battle.
Right.
That's what I mean. And then you have to do something else and do something else and do something else. And you're like, oh, come on. When is this going to end? Anyways, you finally beat all them. And you go back to, I was about to say Pallet Town, but I don't think that's what that's called.
Whatever the name
Your hometown
is.
And... they're like, oh, these other areas are now open. You should go to them. So I, okay, why not? I walk into the areas. Hey, this is this trainer. Okay, I'll fight you.
Level 65. Level
65. What? I mean, I don't understand. Was I supposed to be level like 55 to 60 maybe to fight the Elite Four? Yeah,
they probably assumed you'd be higher.
By the way, I thought that my game was glitching on me because the first guy I fought against was speaking French.
Oh, weird.
And he had a Pokemon that came out. It was level 65. And when I beat it, it only gave me like 1,000 experience points, which is extremely low. And so I thought, did I break my game? Did I leave it in the sun too long or something? And now it's all just like, I'm French and crap like that. I don't know. But it appears to be correct.
Weird.
Everybody is just super powerful.
And super French.
And, well, that one guy. There's two of them, actually. And they're backpackers. Because, you know, this is America and they're Canadians, so...
Yes, yeah, maybe.
Backpacking is more of an England, you know, Europe thing, but...
Uh-huh. I've been backpacking.
Have you backpacked through America? Any part of America?
Not through America, have you? But I have backpacked.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I have backpacked.
You've packed up your stuff, walked in no, just aimless direction, basically.
When I was 12, I went to a backpacking trip where we backpacked, yes.
And you slept in other people's houses?
Not in houses. Out in a sleeping bag under the stinking stars. No, not even a tent.
So you went camping?
No, it's backpacking because there's no camping involved.
It's in the city.
No, it's backpacking.
But backpacking is when you go through towns and... Was it in the forest?
Yes.
Okay, that's camping, basically.
We call it backpacking.
No, that's not backpacking.
We have backpacks.
No, that's not backpacking. You also have a backpack when you go camping. No. Backpacking is when you go through a city and you're going there to explore the sights of...
You are making this up.
I am not. I am not. It is specific to... Traveling, and...
I think it's a generic term.
You went camping. You went camping and you didn't realize it.
Generic term specific.
You took a backpack with stuff in it to go into the wilderness and sleep under the stars. You went camping and you didn't even know it.
We need to bring up a Wikipedia page for camping or for backpacking. See what the definition of backpacking is.
Okay, we will do this later.
Later. I'm pretty sure it just means...
You went camping.
Going places with backpacks.
Otherwise, you could say you went backpacking to school.
No, that's different. That's a different kind of backpack. There is a school backpack, which is like, you know, like a JanSport. And then there's backpacking, which is, you know, where it's like...
You know what they say? Pack. If it ain't JanSport, you ain't backpacking to school.
That's not what they said.
Oh, no. Oh.
No, but yeah, and then you have your sleeping bag rolled up, and that's on top of the bag. And then you have, like, stuff dangling off of it, like your pans and stuff for cooking. That's backpacking.
You went camping.
No, that's backpacking.
You went camping.
I mean, there were camps involved.
You went camping.
Camp at night because
you went camping.
Set up a camp, but the main focus was backpacking because we were hiking with backpacks on our backs.
Was this with the Girl Scouts?
No,
you went camping.
This was with my church. Not with the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts did go backpacking as well, though, and they also referred to it as backpacking.
Are you sure they didn't go camping?
They also went camping sometimes. But they also went
backpacking. You sure they didn't go backpacking then?
We're going to solve this later.
Okay, so what have you been playing?
Well, I actually played some stuff.
Okay.
I did some games.
You told me something about some new Saints Row 4 thing available, which I didn't hear about.
So, they did this for Saints Row the Third, but that was only on PC. But this time they're doing it for everything. So basically, if you own any of the platforms that Saints Row 4 is coming out for, that's PS3, 360, and PC, then you can download this thing right now called the Inauguration Station. And what it is it's the character creator from the game, but that's all it is.
So what did your girl look like?
I made a purple-haired girl.
I knew it.
With the lip piercing and some tattoos.
You're such a weird guy. I swear.
That's what I mean. It's very similar to my character from Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, about right.
This one has purple hair. The last one had red hair. I didn't like the shade of the red hair this time.
Oh.
And so I went with purple. There's actually a lot more freedom with the clothing and the color choices this time.
Or the lack thereof.
Definitely learned. However, there still really isn't that great of a shirt. collection for the girls. I still don't like the female clothing.
I think when I played Saints Row the Third, I actually played as a guy originally, then I had him do a sex change and become a girl. Yes, I did that. Right. And then she walked around in her underwear the entire game or something.
I did not want to do
with
that.
With a dildo in hand.
Of course.
Because the giant dildo was, you know, but yeah. Everybody used in that game.
So yeah, another neat thing is that if you want to directly import your character from Saints Row the Third, you can. But it's an extra step because it requires that you...
Save your files to the cloud? Point,
no.
Oh.
No, it's not even that simple.
Oh.
The way they're doing it is more complicated. The way they're
of
doing
course.
It is...
They couldn't just have you save it to the cloud and then pull it from it.
They have the website, saintsrow.com, and if you ever registered with them...
Which I did not.
Which you were required to, if I remember
correctly,
that's at the beginning of the game.
That's
the
right. That was back when they had online pass crap.
Yeah. If you did that stuff, you're in the database.
I forgot about that.
And you could have, at the time... uploaded your character from Saints Row the Third. You might still be able to do
okay, I was
going to
say, now you're saying you could have, as in you cannot
because
now.
Because I didn't. But I assume you could now. That stuff's still running. But yeah, if you upload your character from Saints Row the Third, you can then download your character that you have saved on their website to this thing, and it just shows up.
Okay.
As it was. Because everything that was in... Saints Row the Third, clothing-wise and setup-wise, is
everything
also
that
in this.
Was is.
Yes, that's very deep. But yeah, so it's all the stuff that you, all the options you had before, plus more.
Okay.
And so yeah,
and that's what I'm
fun.
Getting so far from what I've seen of the game
yeah.
is it's everything and then some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually very excited about Saints Row the Fourth. Four?
Are they Saints Row get... four.
Just four.
Just
not the
Ivy,
third.
Just four.
Saints Row Ivy. I think that's what they should call it.
Saints Row Ivy.
Saints Row Ivy.
Just,
dude, we're going to start that.
Just
Ivy
plug it into
y.
my veins.
Just
Saints Row Ivy.
Ivy Y. No, not an Ivy. Saints Row Ivy.
Ivy. Who's Ivy? Like Poison Ivy?
Yes. Yes. Batman. Sure. Yes. I'm Batman.
Anyways, yeah, no. I'm also excited for that game.
Where's the Trigger Man?
Not that game.
Oh, no.
Saints Row.
Okay. Sorry. That's not even.
In fact, it's on my queue, which actually segues into the other thing
that we both
have
GameFly
accounts
now. Yes, we are the last remaining gaming podcast to get a GameFly account, seeing as we just decided to purchase games before.
Probably should have done that before. Actually, you know what? We should probably do
what?
If I'm getting two discs at once, you could just cancel yours. And we could split it.
Yeah, that's what I was actually
Let's
saying
just do
is
that.
Before, is we can get both
Let's
the
just
games we need.
Do that. Cancel yours and just give me money every month. $10.
Give me money.
Give me money.
Give me money.
That's probably a better deal.
Well, yeah,
even though I already have two games out right now.
Well, that's the thing is, like, do you want to have two games out for yourself at all times?
I mean, it's not super necessary,
yeah.
And I'd rather split the cost anyways. So.
It would be $11 a month
yeah.
instead of
it's doable.
Like me paying 15 and you playing 23.
Yeah, but right now, so for you podcast listeners, this is the important part, is that I'm getting a copy of Dragon's Crown for PS3 that should be here in a few days. That's number one. And I'm also getting a copy of Remember Me, because that was there, and I was like, sure, that's recent enough.
Yeah.
Because I assumed at the time I wouldn't be able to get a copy of Dragon's Crown that fast.
Well,
sure enough,
and,
it's there.
And I need to put Mario so, Luigi, whatever
Mario Luigi,
that new one is called.
The 3DS, yeah, the Dream Team.
Dream Team, is that what it's called?
I think that's what that's called.
Oh, okay. All I remember is there was one called Bowser's Inside Story where they were inside
of
Bowser.
That was the last one. That was the DS one.
Oh, okay. I was not sure what this one was called, but I do want to pick it up to try it. And unfortunately, I won't be able to do a first look.
Right.
Or I won't be able to do a
stuff.
Game at a glance of
yes.
that. Yes.
Which is a feature we just officially launched recently.
And we've been posting them up like crazy whenever
just
we have
the Facebook.
Ability to... Our YouTube channel
yes.
has many videos available now to watch.
You know, the nice thing about YouTube is it's very easy to upload to Facebook.
This guy...
Anyway.
So
next week, I will probably have a review of Dragon's Crown for you. Or maybe Remember Me, depending on which one gets here first.
Well...
But that's not it.
If you want to bring it over, we can do
we
a game
do
at
a
glance of either of them.
This is true. But anyways... As for what I played this week, I played a couple other things, or maybe just one. I played some Brothers, Tale of Two Sons, I think that's the
Yeah, that was the first XBLA game of summer, right?
Yes, it's the first in the summer arcade promotion for 360. It's... Get this. Okay, here's...
It's a platformer, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
It's a This is the simplest way of describing it. It's a co-op game that is single player.
Because you have two people on screen that you control, yes, right?
Correct.
Okay.
How it works is the dudes are mapped to the sticks. So one dude is your left stick, one dude is your right stick. So most of the time you are...
but personally, I only have one stick, so...
I bet you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so most of the time, since you want them both to go the same place, you are controlling it like a dual stick, like a shooter kind of thing, where you're pushing it the same way because we're going to walk. But you can also make them walk separate if you want. And then the triggers are action buttons.
I got it. So that way, LT would be for your left guy, R2 would be for... Okay.
So if, say, the first thing the game has you do is open this gate, and you get near the gate,
and you
it only opens from one side, since it's a swinging gate. So you have to have one of the dudes get on one of the side and hold that guy's trigger down while you move the other guy through the gate. So
it sounds
all
like
the puzzles in that game are like that.
Yeah, so it sounds like a platformer, mm-hmm, Ilo Milo style, mm-hmm, or Ilo Milo. I don't know how that's actually pronounced. Is it Ilo Milo or Ilo Milo?
I have
or
no idea.
Ilo Milo or Ilo Milo?
But yeah,
I don't know.
Basically, the idea of this game is it's a puzzle game, essentially, but with this other layer where it's, you know, it's supposed to be this story about these two brothers, and it's like a charming kind of art style. At some point, I ran into a troll that threw me up to a platform and stuff. It's very kind of like light fantasy, kind of like where it's trying to elicit a response from you. It reminded me a lot of the PS2 game Eco, if you played that, where you and your partner, you know, it's all... the story is not really super obvious. It's told to you through context. It's all very, you know... the game, once you discover stuff on your own, there's, like, zero tutorial, except for the thing at the beginning. It's not translated too well. It's obviously foreign, because the English stuff that's in there is kind of broken. And so it was very... It struck me kind of
weird.
Is it
really set us up the bomb?
It's not that bad, but it's almost there. I was just... With some of the stuff that's written, when it tells you how to control them, it's like, wait, what? Who wrote this? A 5-year-old? Like... It's very strange, but...
Okay.
I mean, the part that I played the trial of it, so it's like maybe 10 minutes.
The gameplay works, though.
It works. I don't know whether it would be something that I would pay $15 for, and I don't know whether I would recommend anyone paying $15 for,
$10
at some point
maybe,
it gets, like, to be a $5 game, then maybe try it.
That's interesting, because their arcade summer games have been $10 in the past.
Yeah, I wish this was cheaper. It's 1,200 points, or sorry, I guess $15 now.
$14.99, I
points
believe.
Points are gone.
They are if you updated
if you
your
updated
console
your
or
console.
If you were a part of the beta.
We did.
I don't know.
We updated our 360.
Yeah. I went on and did the beta
which
thing.
Threw us
so
off.
That happened to me a while ago.
I guess it happened, and then we went to DVD, and they changed the DVD controls with this update. Yeah, I don't know why. And so something was, like, hidden behind a menu, and we were trying to figure it out. Yeah, we're like, what happened? So, yeah. But, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it seems like if I played the whole game, then maybe some of that emotional stuff would come through better.
Okay.
But since this was just a trial, it was just, I just got the game part of it. And the game part of it is not worth $15. So, I don't know. It seems all right. It seems better than I thought it would be, at least. So that's Brothers. Bros, as I call it. Trying to think of what else I did. Had a job interview this morning at a Starbucks. So, I did that. Pretty much.
Did you play anything else, or?
I'm trying to think. Don't think I did. I almost downloaded something through the Gamefly thing today, but I didn't really find anything that I wanted. I don't really feel like I want to play Beyond Good and Evil again. It's free. Apparently.
Yeah, I might.
Not on PC, at least. I want a controller for that game.
Well, I believe it's $4.99 on Xbox.
Yeah.
And there is news of Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Eventually, someday.
Eventually.
Maybe. I'd rather wait for that, though.
It's more possible of happening than a Half-Life game.
I'd rather play a new one of those than play a 10-year-old game, though. Like I think that game probably hasn't aged too well.
See, and I've heard from people that say it's still their favorite game.
I don't know. I played it back when it was new, and I liked it a lot, but I don't know if that would hold up.
Fair enough.
But I think that's it. I think that's all I played.
Okay.
But next week I'll have real games. So.
Well, I gotta talk about something that is severely piqued my interest recently.
Okay, you go, and then I have something I just remembered.
Okay.
Game I played.
Well, I want to talk a bit about Project Spark.
Project Spark.
Because that's the new Xbox One game-making game.
That is.
That's coming out, obviously, on the Xbox One, you know, when that releases in November. I don't believe it's a launch game.
I think it...
Launch game?
If it's not, it's a launch window.
Maybe. Somewhere around the launch of it. This game-making game... This... Game of a game maker? What would you call it? A video game making game?
Sure.
I guess? Sure. It looks very good. I was watching a 50-minute video of...
15 or 50?
50.
Ooh.
50-minute hands-on... Yes, hands-on of this game. And it blew my mind away how easy it was to develop this universe around you. I can't wait to play with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I played RPG Maker 2 for PlayStation 2 a long time ago. It's very different.
I played a lot of RPG Maker 1 for the PS1.
Oh, God. Now, that had to have been bad.
That's awesome.
Anyways, this game really excites me, and it didn't really hit my radar until recently, mainly because... I think it's because there was so much bad hype during E3 that I didn't really take a look at Microsoft's projects that were creative, you might say, that were coming out. I was still trying to convince people that the Xbox One was a good idea.
Right.
Unfortunately, I did not do enough.
One person cannot change the flow of an entire battle.
I just can't do enough. I just can't do enough.
Keep going.
Well, I don't really have much more to say about that, except that you guys should really check it out. It looks very well done. I can't wait to see more on it. I can't wait to see... My guess is, before this game comes out, we will see fully developed games within the game.
Probably.
So,
that'd be cool.
As sort of an example of what you can build from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying you played something else you wanted to talk about.
I want to talk about Salty Bet.
Huh?
You familiar with Salty Bet?
The porn, or...
Not a porn.
Oh.
So, saltybet.com.
Okay, now you got...
Sounds like
porn,
a porn,
right?
Site, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
Saltybet.com is this thing that was set up during the most recent fighting tournament stuff that was happening. Basically what it is, it's some guy's live Twitch stream where he shows off fighting game matches. And like I said, at the time, it was showing off actual matches between pro gamers fighting in these tournaments, right?
Okay.
The idea of it, hence the name Salty Bet, is that you can bet virtual money on the fights. So there'll be a Twitch chat to your right. You have start out with 400 space bucks when you sign up.
Whatever.
Salty bucks.
Salty bucks. That sounds gross.
And you bet. And you bet based on odds. So it's not necessarily like, I bet $35. I'm going to win $35 if they win.
Oh, no. It's based on the player stats and stuff like
so
that.
So after everybody bets, it then shows you the odds instead of the opposite.
Oh.
Yes. And so you don't know what the odds are until everybody's already bet and the match has started. So here's the thing, though, is since those tournaments aren't happening right now, what the guy did was he set up on his Twitch chat, or Twitch stream, a stream of something called Mugen, which is M-U-G-N, and it's basically this PC fighting game thing that's existed for like several years now. Basically what it is, it's a fighting game that some dude coded together where you can create and import characters that can be anything that you want. And then you can, by chance, you can get somebody, like, on their, like, blog or something. You can download characters they've created, put it into your game. And so what this has happened is that a whole community has gathered around this Mugen stuff and have made every copyrighted character you can imagine. And these range from characters from actual fighting games, like, they just like ripped Pokemon. The entire thing, to, like, Disney characters, to, like, actual people.
Okay, I kind of want to see this.
That's Mugen. But anyways, so what they did was, is this guy just has two AI Mugen fighters fighting each other, just over and over and over again on loop. And people are betting on these. So, for example, you'll walk into SaltyBet.com, and you'll see, let's say,
I feel like if I was
Ken
a parent,
from Street Fighter.
I feel like if I was a parent and I saw my son had been to SaltyBet.com, I'd be suspicious.
Right. But yeah, so an example is like, okay, some sort of weird, like, purple version of Ken from Street Fighter is on the left side, and then on the right side, it is a Mickey Mouse with octopus tentacles. And they fight each other, and you have to bet on who will win.
Mickey Mouse with octopus tentacles, duh.
He's actually terrible. Oh. Mickey Mouse with octopus tentacles is awful. I bet on him and I lost. So anyways, basically this has become a thing of its own. Like, something that started for a practical sort of reason has just devolved into this weird, like,
humorous
internet thing.
Clusterfuck of awesomeness.
And so, yes, if you go
that's
on...
That's going to be my new band name.
Create... That's terrible.
Yes.
But yeah, if you create an account, you get 400 space bucks. Oh, yeah, people are crazy with the bets. There'll be, on the right side is the chat, but on the left side is a real-time thing of who bet the most on the match.
Ooh.
So it's very high stakes. Some people bet a lot of money, and so that cranks up the odds, and so they could actually lose all of that. If you put in a certain amount and lose, you lose that money. So, yeah, it can be really scary sometimes.
Okay.
But if you bet with the odds, if you bet with the obvious choice, you're only going to win, like, a buck. So I started out at 400, like I said, got all the way up to 409, and I think I'm back at 405 right now because I've been making very safe bets, but still losing a lot. Because
I'm going to sign up for that shit and put 400 down on my opening match.
Good luck with that.
It's not real money.
I know, but the thing is once you're out, I don't know how you get more. I think it might be
you make a new account.
I think you actually have to pay them, or you can make a new account.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's weird because there's also like this weird like metagame around it. Like if you go on to Gaff, the Gaff thread right now is called Always Bet on DBZ because there's a running joke with it that the Dragon Ball Z characters are usually terrible. Because it's, like, 12-year-olds that are making them, presumably. And so they're really terrible, and they don't do any damage, and stuff like that. So there's this weird metagame where you have to have some sort of previous knowledge about some of the fighters.
Oh, this character.
So to the point where if you actually long enough, pay you into can... their thing, and you become sort of like a premium member, one of the things that lets you do is watch videos of
previous
fights that these characters have done, so you can have an idea of how much damage they do, how much damage they take. So there's this weird metagame, actually, where you can, if you want to be prepared.
I'll check this out. I'll check this out after the cast, because I'm already hooked. It's virtual gambling on virtual
dumb.
Fake fighting matches.
Fake games.
I can't wait.
Two AI computers fighting against each other.
Okay. So, I'll check that out.
That's
did you play anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Salty Pet. It's pretty great.
I will check it out. So, let's move on then to the news.
We must.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna start with some Pokemon. Pokemon.
That's back in the news.
Pokemon. This would be Pokemon X and Y, which are the games that are coming out this October. The newest thing about that is, hey, dude, remember that Mewtwo evolution we saw a few weeks ago? Guess what? That's called a Mega Evolution.
Yeah, it's not actually an evolution. It's more of a Digimon.
So basically how, yeah, you're right. Mega Evolutions basically work as not permanent solutions. They are something that happen during battles.
If they're holding a specific
stone
that is specific to that that Pokemon.
And it's also something that you have to unlock by beating one of the gym leaders.
It's something called, I don't know the exact name, but it's like the Mewtwo Stone or something.
Yeah.
And if Mewtwo is holding
Lucari
the Mewtwo Stone, then it turns into Mewtwo.
So yeah, anyways, it's basically a Digivolve.
Yeah.
But
they digivolve back into their normal selves.
My favorite part about all this is that one of the most recent ones they revealed of the Mega Evolutions was for Kangaskhan. And Kangaskhan's Mega Evolution is...
It's baby out of pops out
and just fights. Because sure.
So it does double attacks.
It's pretty great.
It's interesting.
But yeah, so that's Mega Evolution. So, seems neat. Moving on. If you're a Wii U dude and you like virtual console stuff, you're going to get Donkey Kong, Tecmo Bowl, and Wario Land 3 coming soon.
Yeah, if you have if you haven't played Tecmo Bowl on
these are 3DS, sorry, not Wii.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
3DS Virtual Console, sorry. Yes. Those do not port over. They're not shared.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl. I actually play the original on
right.
Nintendo. This Nintendo.
Wario Land 3 is pretty good. I liked Wario Land 2 better, but Wario Land 3 is pretty legit, so
yeah.
That'd be a fun one.
Anyways.
Next story. So, John Carmack of id fame, guy who done made Doom back in the day with John Romero, he recently has expressed some interest in the thing called the Oculus Rift.
Correct.
You know what the Oculus Rift is, right?
It's the VR headset. It's the virtual reality headset.
To the point where he was so interested in the company that now he works there.
Not necessarily works there. He runs
pretty much
the department, basically.
Yeah. He got a pretty luxurious position over at Oculus.
And
but
I think
he's staying at it, sort of. He will. The way he put it was he's going to prioritize the Oculus stuff.
Yes.
But he will still be a consultant for id's stuff that they do. So I thought that was kind of, I don't know, might mean something. Maybe Oculus will be more like, I'm waiting for one of the consoles to announce Oculus support. It's just a matter of time at this point. Signs point to PS4.
Well,
but if
I would say
PS4
because Microsoft is already doing its own
Kinect stuff.
Yes,
they wouldn't want to cannibalize the Kinect market with it. But
well, no, I wasn't really specifically talking about Kinect. I was talking about their other project they're working on, where they create the entire room around you as part of the TV.
Illumaroom stuff. I don't know whether that's exactly the same thing, but
no, but it's more. I think it would be an if. Or thing.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I can't wait for Illumaroom. There's no real word
That's
on
cool.
when or if that will
if
actually
ever.
Happen for consumers because it would be expensive. But if it did, you better believe it. I would be one of the ones to purchase
one. Better
more.
Believe it.
You better believe it because I think that has some real potential.
Right. Next up. So this is kind of a wrap-up story because there's a couple of things that are included in this. So, Microsoft released a video and some statements about exactly what's going to be in your box for the Xbox One.
Yes, they did.
And they have recently confirmed that, contrary to what they have said before, you will get a headset with every single Xbox
correct.
One. Every single one. Not even just the day one ones. Every Xbox One will ship with the headset.
And
That's
it
great.
Looks like a pretty snazzy headset.
Yeah. They said that they increased the audio stuff, so it's going to be better audio.
And they changed the way you turn up the volume and stuff before it was on like a little twisty thing. Right now it's down where it connects to the controller.
Which
it has a mute
awesome.
Button and a volume up and down just
so much better.
Right at your fingertips.
Just so much better.
I cannot wait for GameStop Expo so that I can get my hands on one of the new 40 different redesigned features of the Xbox One controller.
I'm excited to try both of those controllers. They both sound really awesome.
Although it was funny, I was reading an article about the Xbox One controllers, and apparently at some point, they tried to infuse the controller with smell or scents.
Sense?
Yes. And it would emit,
it would emit smells,
and apparently the after scent smelt like burnt rubber,
ew.
So they weren't able to keep it.
That's gross.
Personally, I think that'd be really awesome for a racing game.
I guess so, but it's kind of limited.
Correct.
Every other game.
Correct. They were able to make the room smell like roses, like a flower garden or something if you were walking through somewhere, but unfortunately, after that rose disappeared, it turned into rubber.
As they all do.
Yes.
Just like life. So the other thing that I wanted to include in the story, that was pretty much the story, but the other thing I wanted to include is that something that hit today. Which is the stuff about Microsoft finally confirming that, yeah, you can totally run an Xbox One without the Kinect.
Which makes
a
lot of sense.
To what they said
because,
before.
Personally, I will have mine connected at all times, and the average person will. Yeah. I don't really know the person that won't have their Kinect, who's going to actually take the time to go remove it and plug the Kinect in and out.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would. Personally, I'm really excited about the fact that I can walk in my room and say, Xbox on, and then it'll just look at me and be like, boom.
Yeah, I think for the most part, this doesn't matter.
No.
But the one thing that it does is it assuages all those people who are like, the Kinect is going to watch me when I sleep, stuff like that.
Oh, that's
makes them feel better.
They've got better things to do than watch you sleep or just masturbate.
I'm saying.
Come on.
That those people who had those issues now will not.
Honestly, if you're worried about that, you should be more worried about the webcam you have attached to your computer.
Oh, show. Moving on. So, E3, Microsoft conference, Capybara Games, the guys who did the Sword and Sorcery games for iPhone, they showed off Below, their little indie game, that was claimed by Microsoft during the show to be an exclusive. Well, guess what? It's only a timed exclusive. Apparently, Capybara was like, hey, dudes, it's going to be first on Xbox One, but it'll eventually hit everything else. So,
makes sense.
It's a little thing. This is probably this one's my favorite story of the week. So, Saints Row 4, we were talking about briefly earlier. They've been doing a weird, media blitz where they keep announcing crazier and crazier special editions for this game. Well, they finally did one that they literally cannot top. This one is called the, I think it's something Wad Wad Edition, also known as the Million Dollar Edition, Special Edition. And for $1 million, and there's only one available of these, you get the game, you get a life-size replica of the dubstep gun, you get a trip to space with Virgin Galactic. Trip to space. You get two cars. One of them is a Lamborghini and one of them is a Prius. I'm not making this up.
Love it. Love it.
You get,
personally, planes. I would have rather had the Geo. You remember from the Saints Row 3rd, you had that one quest where you had to go around and destroy a bunch of Geos.
That was pretty great. But yes, you also get a flight to Washington, D.C., where you'll stay at the Franklin Hotel. You get a flight to Dubai, where you stay on the top floor of the huge, really tall building.
Yes, the one that Tom Cruise jumped out of, whatever.
What else was it? There's I think plastic surgery was an option.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
$1 million. If I had $1 million, okay, first of all, wait, did it sell?
I don't know. Here's the cash, though. It's only available in the England's game shop. The shop called Game, which is their equivalent to GameStop. It's the only place you can get it. So okay. It's not for Americans, really.
But well, American. It's not for anything with plural.
It's for one British dude or lady who thinks.
Why would they only do it for one? That's what I'm wondering. If it doesn't cost $1 million to do all that?
It might actually cost more.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It probably costs more.
So no, actually, Deep Silver can't afford... Probably to
it's not from Deep Silver, though. What it sounds like is it's from that company.
Well, it might be a joint thing. They may have split it. I don't know. I don't care. I think it's just hilarious that they're doing it.
Personally, I would totally be down. And are you sure it's $1 million and not £1 million?
No, they refer to it as $1 million.
But it's a British thing.
It's a British promotion.
So,
I have no idea.
It's probably...
might be €1 million, I don't know.
No, it'd be pounds. They're still on the pounds.
Well, they do both. They do both.
Wow, we're Canadian now. They do both.
They do both.
If it's British specifically.
They accept both.
They also accept American dollars.
They accept all. They accept your salty bet.
Give me your money. No, actually.
Except Microsoft points.
What makes me think that it's in pounds and not dollars is that it would be roughly $2 million.
That's true.
And meaning that the trip to space and stuff, okay, it might actually be around the same price.
Who knows? Like I said, that part doesn't matter. The part that they're doing it is ridiculous and is funny.
And I would totally do it if I had the money.
Man.
Because that would be one crazy trip.
Space. Anyways. Moving on. So, I don't know if you saw this, but they showed off what Elizabeth's character model is going to look like in the Bioshock Infinite... Burial at Sea DLC.
Yeah, back to Rapture. I did not see that, actually.
She...
Because obviously this is
older
this is a form of her.
Yeah. She looks slightly older in this, which implies this is later.
And or it could just be...
She looks like a 40s film noir femme fatale.
In that case, I actually think it's an alternative universe.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think it's a different age.
But yeah, so she has her hair in the weird, the curl at the bottom thing. She has a kind of a white shirt and a longer skirt and fishnets.
Hot.
So she, like I said, she looks like the femme fatale in a 40s film noir, which is on purpose.
She looks like she's from L.A. Noir.
Yeah, exactly. That's, if that's your frame of reference, sure.
Video games.
Sorry.
Letting the video game audience know.
I done got a degree in film, so I'm going to reference that.
So, back to video games.
Anyways. So, but yeah, that's what she looks like. And yes, there's already cosplay. Because, of course.
Because, of course, there's cosplay.
Okay. Next up, we already talked about this. If you had Microsoft points and you updated your 360, you have the option now of getting money, real money,
well,
for them.
No, you don't have the option. It automatically does it. In fact, I had 200 Microsoft points, and it gave me $2.50. It gave me more.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I was supposed to get $2. Instead, it gave me $2.50.
Nice.
Good so, day. Microsoft is generous.
So, yeah.
Being said, their whole... They have had a thing going for a while now, a rewards program where you get points back. Apparently that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they killed it.
Well, they killed it because I went to and it looked at my monthly statement and it says, you spent such and such dollars, amount earned, zero. I didn't get any reward points.
Killed the promotion. Maybe not enough people, maybe they didn't see the increase that they wanted to see.
All I know is I loved it because I got a lot of points out of that because I spent money there.
That's true. In other Xbox Live news, if you had a family gold account...
Yeah, this is depressing.
This will revert to a normal account. So that means if you were paying for multiple people, you will have to fix that.
Yeah,
and
the family plan was cheaper. Yeah.
Microsoft is incentivizing it, though, somehow. They are basically saying if you revise into... say, 3 or 4 individual accounts, you'll get three free months of gold for each of those accounts, but you will eventually have to pay them individually.
Like I said, it's bad news bears, because families that did this, that had, it was cheaper than purchasing an account for each individual person, and it made sense. Unfortunately, with that, of course, you had people, and I'm surprised we never did it, have friends that joined accounts and then do it that way for a cheaper purchase, or cheaper Xbox Live.
Well, it's nice to have your own gamer tag. I mean...
Don't you get your own?
I actually don't know how the family plan works.
I'm pretty sure you pay for everyone, and it's like a little bit cheaper for each one that you pay for each.
I actually don't know.
But...
regardless, it's gone.
It is really depressing, because, they get 3 months.
Yeah.
Yay. But they're going to have to go and spend $60 per account after that.
Yeah. But in the last... kind
of sucks. I don't know how many people took advantage of that.
Yeah. I don't know. Last story. Disney Infinity announced what the next character lineup is going to be. Guys from Wreck-It Ralph. Dudes from Toy Story.
Uh-huh.
Phineas and Ferb.
Ew.
And, oh, come on.
Ew.
Not bad. And some
sorry, I like my characters less triangle
shape. Other thing I'm trying to think of. I don't know. Can you click on it? It shows a screenshot.
Okay.
Of all of them. I think I got most of them, but I'm forgetting one, I'm sure. Oh, yes. Characters from Tangled and characters from the upcoming film Frozen.
And and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I didn't see Jack down back
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
I didn't see that. So yeah, there you go. If you're, looking to buy Disney Infinity, there's some stuff you have to buy.
Who's the chick in the blue dress?
That's, like I said, from the upcoming film Frozen.
Oh. Yeah. And
she and
both
the,
of them.
The girl to the right.
Yeah.
Jessie.
Okay. Huh. That explains why I didn't recognize him. Okay.
There you go. So, yeah. That's it for the news.
Well, real quick, also in gaming news, the Dota 2 tournaments just ended.
Right.
With the winners winning a whopping $1.2 million.
This is by the Saints Row thing.
Right? But how insane is that? Where you can play a video game
and win
a million dollars.
It's pretty cool.
And I'm not talking about the perfect game in baseball, because that's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm talking about actually
skill.
Just in a tournament winning and coming off with that much money.
It's pretty cool.
And it makes me wonder how much money the people that won the Pokemon tournaments walked away with.
I do not believe they win money.
They just win titles?
They win prizes and titles.
Oh, that sucks.
And they get immortalized because they get whatever things they use to get some sort of... they get something for it.
Although I did notice when I was... yes, I actually did watch quite a bit of these. How many people had shiny Pokemon?
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm going, I never once saw a shiny Pokemon. I'm not including Red Gyarados.
Yeah.
That
saw
does
one.
Not count.
I saw one once and didn't catch it.
Shame on you.
I know.
What was it?
I think it was an Espeon.
Oh!
It was a shiny Espeon.
Oh, damn!
I did not catch the shiny Espeon. I think it teleported.
That sucks. Because I totally would use that all the time.
Pretty cool.
But it just makes me wonder, not only do these people play Pokemon a lot,
yeah.
they play it so much that they spent time to catch the shiny Pokemon in order to put more glory to their winnings. Also, I don't understand. All the Pokemon were level 50.
That's probably because it's tournament regulation.
But they all had like 200 health.
It's because they do something called EV training. Are you familiar?
No.
It's this thing where it's if you are very, very careful with how you train your Pokemon, you can train them based on stats. And if you do it a certain way, you'll get, like, +3s
down. Are you talking about the stuff like what type of attitude they are and stuff?
No, that's even separate from EV training. That plays into EV training, but they're two things.
EV being E-E-V-E-E or...
No, EV, like something value. I don't remember what the E stands for, but it's something value. If you Google it, you'll see, like, people's, like, fact sheets about what exactly how you can do this and stuff. It's all way over my head. It's very strategy-based.
So if you want to spend a lot of time
with Pokemon game...
There you go.
You can read up on EV training.
Well, hey, let's hop over to the new releases coming out this
week. Games are starting to come out!
That's right, we're getting back into
August.
It. This is fantastic. We've got a game that just came out yesterday, Mario & Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS. It's also available on the 3DS store. Then we've got Payday 2, which I haven't heard anything about. It acts like it's a big deal, and I've been seeing it on some game
site.
But I had never heard of it until, like... Never seen a game trailer for it or anything. Apparently it's a sequel to something, but that's available...
To Payday.
Obviously. But that is available tomorrow on PC, PS3, Xbox 360, and downloadable on
the PS3. The big game this week, though, is DuckTales.
Ooh! Yes, no, the DuckTales game is available tomorrow on the Wii U, PS3, PC, and Xbox Live.
I'll probably give it a spin.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
it's okay, no, it's available on the Xbox Live Marketplace, it's available on the PS3 Marketplace, but in stores, it's available on Wii U and PS3.
Sounds about right.
Oh, God, why would you buy that in stores?
I don't know. But yeah.
That's like buying Angry Birds.
I'm probably going to give it a spin.
Oh, dude,
since
so much.
It's going to be on Live Arcade.
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be a trial.
Of course I'm going to, yeah.
I'll play some DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Woo.
Woo, yes.
I think that's it, though.
Yeah, that's it, basically, for the new releases coming out this
Nothing
week.
Really else.
We do have some fun stuff coming up next week. One, of course, being Saints Row, or Disney Infinity, and then the week after that.
Saints Row.
Oh, yeah, and Saints Row. Duh, Both all in
week.
One. But, and...
Dive Kick. Oh, man, I didn't know Dive Kick comes out next week. You know what Dive Kick is?
I do.
Awesome.
So, we're going to...
we're going to play some Dive Kick.
Hop off of that, then.
Oh, man, I would salty bet on some Dive Kick.
Okay, we'll do some salty betting in a little bit.
So, we got Pikmin 3 to talk about.
Correct. We actually do have...
We have a review. A real review.
A review of sorts. You know, we're going to do
it. Yeah, you're not done with it, but...
Yes, I'm not done with it, but I feel like I've got enough of a feel of the game to understand Pikmin 3.
Felt some Pikmin
out.
Oh,
you know it. So,
it's squishy.
If you've played a Pikmin game before,
yeah.
You play by moving Pikmin to one place, having them do something, kill this, do that,
mm-hmm.
Bring nutrients back to your,
spaceship,
and then more Pikmin pop out. And you rinse and repeat, you go through the level.
Plant Pikmin, throw Pikmin, plant more Pikmin because they died.
Yes. And so is the game of getting through these levels and trying to, I guess...
So, here's my question. So
yes.
The first couple of Pikmin games were about essentially repairing your spaceship before the end of the day. So, what is the goal here? What are you grabbing?
Not really... I don't know if I got that far in the campaign.
What?
Like, where you actually start to get an objective?
Yeah.
I sort of just played through, and it sort of gave you instructions the entire time. You should go check out this area. and then it would be getting nighttime or something, and you'd have to go back to your ship.
Well, maybe...
And then you'd come back the next day or something, and you're trying to find people or other... On the planet.
Well, maybe they just made it more exploration-based.
I do need to play a bit more of the story mode, but as for the feel I got from it, it's just... It's the same as the other Pikmin games, as the story goes.
Did you play it on your gamepad?
I did.
How was that?
That was fine. Yeah. It was perfectly fine.
Works well on the gamepad.
Now, the place where this game really shines is in the multiplayer.
Okay.
There's one mode called Bingo Mode.
Huh.
And imagine you have your bingo card.
Right.
It's 5x5. It's got a bunch of different pictures on it of different fruit, different creatures, different whatever that you have to bring back to your ship. You have to get your Pikmin, and you are playing, by the way, on your side of the screen, I'm playing on mine, and you have to go around this map trying to find these things and get them back and try to create your bingo.
Huh, that's neat.
It's very interesting. I like it. It's a lot of fun, but that's not even that's not the most fun multiplayer thing in it. There's another multiplayer mode where you work cooperatively. And there's...
Co-op mode?
Yes, there is a co-op mode in which you play cooperatively.
Yes.
So, there's two different modes in here. There's one where you collect treasure. That's the entire point of it.
Treasure.
Yeah. And the other is you kill enemies.
Okay.
Oh, God. I played this with Ethan. He's the one that's actually on our game at a glance of Pikmin 3.
Mm-hmm.
We played the treasure hunting one. Unfortunately, there's only 5 levels.
Okay.
It's really depressing, but...
DLC, man. Nintendo's in the DLC game now.
Oh, I hope they do. I hope they do, because we had so much fun with the first 5 levels and getting the gold...
You would spend some cash?
I'd probably spend like $5.
On some map pack.
Anyways, we went for the gold, whatever, you know, bronze, silver, gold, just like any other game.
Yeah.
And we would play through it. We'd get bronze in the beginning, of course. You know, we wouldn't know what we're doing. We wouldn't know the lay of the land. Then we'd start to formulate. By the way, on the gamepad, it showed you where treasure's located around the thing and where different Pikmin are. So you guys, we had it set up actually on like a little platform here so that we could play on our... By the way, we got to use the Pro Controllers finally.
Woo!
Those are actually getting used now.
Nice.
On my Wii U, those $60 controllers, or $50, I forget how much they were. We're actually getting some use out of them, and they work great.
Sweet.
They feel very comfortable. I actually prefer them over a PlayStation controller.
Cool.
Yeah. And it, obviously, because it resembles the Xbox controller in like no other. But it's a very fun mode. We had such a good time. We ended up screaming at the TV occasionally because we would send the Pikmin to go do something and they'd take it back to the mothership. Well, then we'd find somebody just sitting somewhere and we'd be like screaming at them, "What are you doing? You're supposed to get back to work!" And crap. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dude.
You blow that whistle at that Pikmin.
Basically.
Pretty
but.
Much.
And if you know Pikmin games, there are many different types of Pikmin. Some can go in other areas, some can do this, some can do that.
Red dudes are immune to fire.
Yep. Yellow dudes are immune to electricity.
Blue
can go in water. You got the little purple guys that fly. You've got...
Fat.
No.
Which ones are the fat ones?
Well, those are the dark purple.
Dark purple.
And they account for the mass of 10 Pikmin. As they say it, if something costs 10 Pikmin or needs 10 Pikmin to carry something, you throw one of them at it.
Yeah.
And
the white guys are poison. Remember that from Pikmin 2.
Well, in this game, they're just really fast. Like
they're also fast, but they were also
I mean, that's what we really used them for was they're really quick.
Fast dudes.
Yellow guys are also really good at digging.
Right, I remember that.
But that's basically the game.
Red ones are good at combat.
Yeah. That's basically the game in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's cool, though.
It is a lot of fun, and I feel like you need to play the multiplayer stuff with me. It is addicting. And, like I said, we played through the entire thing, and it felt like Borderlands 1. We stayed up until 3 a.m., three nights in a row, I believe, playing just nonstop. Well, we started around, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and played until, like, 9 or 10.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah, played a lot of Pikmin 3.
Intense.
That being said, I feel like that part of the game is the most fun part of it. The story, I can give or take.
Feels like, I feel like you may not have gotten to the good part in the story yet.
I might not have.
That's what it sounds like.
But at the same time, I feel like the most of it, it's going to be just a normal puzzler, you know.
Yeah. Similar to the first couple games.
Yeah. So, I'll give a revised rating of it later on. But currently, I'm going to give this game a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Because I feel like I wish there was more multiplayer.
Right.
The multiplayer that is there is well done. It's substantial. And it's a lot of fun. But like I said, I wish there was more of it. In the campaign, what I played of it was enjoyable, but I would rather play a co-op with a friend.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Good to hear.
And I'll give a more revised review of it, should that change, after I play more of the campaign.
Alrighty, all right. Cool beans. So yeah, Pikmin 3, something to buy for your Wii U, finally. Oh, also, speaking of Wii U stuff, you should probably play, I guess the demo for Wonderful 101 is up.
Oh!
You should probably play that, because that's probably the next big Wii U thing.
Okay.
So, the demo is up for that, presumably.
I wasn't aware of that.
I believe I read that, so check that out. Well, but that's
tell you what, you go ahead and start closing us out.
Well, you check it out, I guess.
I'm going to check it out, because it out. I don't need the TV in order to check it out.
Just turn on his Wii U and play on his gamepad. Anyways, I guess so. Yeah, that pretty much wraps our show up. If you want to know more about us, go to our website at 4credits.com. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/4creditspodcast. We're on Twitter at 4credits.
Yes, we are.
We're on YouTube, youtube.com/4creditspodcast.
Well, or just search for 4credits podcast. Yeah, I'm actually not sure what the official name is on that page, because apparently it's not...
Yeah.
/4credits. It's something slash something something. I don't know.
Just search 4credits podcast and you'll find us. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much.
Where's the marketplace
this
on this thing?
Deal? I have no idea. eShop. Just go to eShop, wherever eShop is.
No, that's Miiverse.
Miiverse.
Crap.
Miiverse is not at all the eShop.
Go home. God,
it's called
the Wii U menu.
Right? Or is that 3DS?
Nintendo eShop.
Got
there
it.
Go. Woohoo!
There you go. You had to go to the other menu. Okay, well, does it for us then. We'll see you guys next week.
You guys have a good one.
Peace. Peace.
I'll go ahead and...
Peace. Recording. And now we killed it.